Hey, welcome to the Coaches Podcast. I'm Jared Medlin.
And I'm Eric Voris.
And we are kicking off episode two.
Episode two already.
Can you believe that we're here?
No, this is a dream come true right here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, just give me a microphone and a podcast and I'm like a kid in Disneyland.
This is what the world has been missing, is you with a podcast.
We are such amateurs at this.
Yes, this is going to be... not professional in any way, shape, or form, but it's going to be fun.
It is. And coaches, thanks so much for taking some time to listen. Hope you got to listen to episode one last week. Me and Eric launched the podcast and interviewed the great Jake Hancock, our student pastor in Anthem. Jake's the man.
He is a terrific human being.
And slightly... gregarious.
You could say that. That's a good word. That's one of those tapping word of the days right there.
Speaking of tapping, we have with us Dustin Tappan for our second episode. Dustin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Good to be here.
Dustin, you have been doing student ministry for a very long time. And man, there are a lot of successful student pastors across the country. Maybe not a lot. There's some. Who just have a long history, a legacy of doing great student ministry like yourself. But I would argue that you stand in a category of your own in that you, by far, compared to any student pastor out there, have the biggest biceps of any of them, hands down. I was hoping you could elaborate a little bit. What is the secret to those guns you're flashing there?
I'm not going to entertain that question. If that was a question,
it was.
I'm not sure what that was.
I'm just.
And
asking.
I was waiting for it. And I wish that the podcast could, you know, the audience, the thousands of people that are going to listen to this, I could see what my facial expressions are depicting right now, which is kind of a glare of like, I'm not sure I'm watching the team anymore.
Well, we knew that day would come. So I made it longer than I expected. So
feel free to move on to whatever uncomfortable question you have next on your list.
Dustin, have you seen the movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone?
You bring that up because you know I've seen that movie. it's my son and I's, it's kind of like our movie. When he reflects back on to their early years of life, like 5 to 10 years old, the one movie that he'll think back on that Dad and I watched together was Sylvester Stallone, who's a professional truck driver / arm wrestler. And it's one of those stories that you have to see. Everyone should watch that movie.
Absolutely.
Over the Top.
And I think it really is like your secret to how you get your biceps. You know, still in the movie, Sylvester Stallone, while he's driving the semi, has this pulley, and he's just constantly just cranking that pulley to build bicep strength. So we're just wondering, like in the morning when you're reading the Bible, you know, just getting in the Word, do you just have a pulley set up in your office and you're just getting in those bicep reps?
Actually, I have a punching bag with your two faces on it. That's all I do is swing away at those things. No, I don't drive a semi truck, nor have I ever been a part of an arm wrestling association. next question.
He's in a hurry to move on.
He is.
Tappan, you are known for a few things. One of them is your love, dare I say, addiction to McDonald's sweet tea. And I know you have a particular recipe. Do you, for the benefit of all humankind, do you want to let people know how you can ensure you have the perfect glass of sweet tea?
Gladly share this. I share this for a couple reasons. One is just to reveal that I am human. And two, that if ever someone wanted to drop by and spend a little bit of time with me, to precede that, to bring a tea with them would put them in good favor. And then just also kind of let them know, like if you are going to call and say, hey, I want to sit down and get a little one-on-one time, more than likely we are going to meet at a McDonald's, which has been going on forever. So it's 3/4 unsweet, 1/4 sweet. My wife says that's the way I am.
She's got a point.
She's probably right about that. She's probably right. And she would say that, and most people don't get to see the sweet. They see the unsweet, but.
You save all the sweetness for her.
That's a real talk.
I get it.
That's right. That's right. All the quarter of me.
All right. We didn't just bring you on here to make fun of you, Jared. It's your job to keep this on track because I'll just throw jabs all day
the long. The whole time. Well, for this episode, Dustin, one of the things I know about you is you're a master when it comes to just sitting down one-on-one with people and asking questions and really getting to the heart of the matter. Today, we just wanted to ask you, like, for all of our coaches who are sitting down with students and they're trying to get a pulse on where this student stands with Jesus in these conversations, these are going to happen at camp a lot for coaches. Could you guide our coaches a little bit about how they can get an accurate spiritual pulse with their students?
I love the question. And I love the question because I know that for vast majority of our coaches, they're going to have to wrestle through this. Some of our coaches naturally have that knack to kind of decode where someone is spiritually. And others, it's just a little bit tougher. And, you know, what we all face is we face these varying degrees of students and where they're at spiritually, some that have Christian homes and some that are regularly at church and they pop around, some that just show up at an event, at a camp, and you're really just trying to figure out what you can do to help them get a little bit closer to Jesus, which is what we're all really trying to do. And so let me just kind of dive in with a couple thoughts right off the bat that I feel like we all need to hear about these conversations. One is, you might find yourself in a conversation and you're thinking like, now is the time where I'm going to extrapolate exactly where this person is with Jesus. It's a freshman, it's a senior, it's someone you know, it's someone you don't. But you kind of feel like you have this opportunity. And maybe you've gone into it thinking you've written down some questions, some ideas, and then you might find yourself kind of stuck. Like they answer most of your questions with one words. Maybe you get the silent treatment. I think it's important for everybody to know that, hey, you're rarely going to find yourself in these conversations one after the other where you're going to get out of it exactly what you want to get out of it. You've got to remember that as you're talking to students, they're gonna reveal what they want to over time, and you're working towards that trust relationship. And so, hey, it just may not be when you think it is. And so kind of take the pressure off of yourself to think that every time you sit down, oh, this is the time where I'm gonna actually get to like really where the student is with Jesus. That may not be the case. So with that in mind, just keep it in mind that hey, you're gonna have to be patient with yourself and be patient with that conversation. A few things that can potentially or perhaps help you to have these types of conversations, which can go in a bunch of different directions. First is, I think it's important for you to kind of get into your mindset that ideally you want to be a listener more than you want to be a talker. And so when you sit down, if you're kind of prone to elaborating and prone to telling stories, that's fine, but you're probably not going to learn a lot about them. So if you want to find out where they're at, you're going to have to be really comfortable with silence. You're going to have to be comfortable asking questions and letting them kind of figure out who they are and where they're at. So I'd say if you struggle with being a listener, this would be a great time, especially as we approach the summer, to sharpen those skills, because at camp, as we all know, you're going to do a whole lot of listening. And, you know, there's a book that a bunch of us have been reading called Never Split the Difference. The author says that the most active thing you can do in a conversation is to listen. We usually think it's to communicate, but it's not. Much harder to listen. So as you sit down, as you start to get into these conversations with students and you're kind of putting yourself in a mode of really being an active listener, let me throw at you a few ideas. One is, the first one to start out, I think when a student sits down with a coach, there's probably some assumptions that, especially if you're going to start diving into where they're at spiritually, that you're going to ask them questions that will kind of put them on the defensive or you're going to make them uncomfortable. And so I find it most important to ask questions that are somewhat indirect at first. hey, tell me a little bit about your family, especially if you don't know them. If you're trying to get to the heart of their spiritual lives rather quickly, you can ask indirect questions about their faith, like, hey, what's church like at your household? Or what's faith like with your family? Do your parents believe? If you have divorced parents, do you have kind of that difficulty going from one house to the next when it comes to family values? But indirect questions are going to help them to kind of be at ease. And so if you're planning on doing a one-on-one or a conversation, delay the serious questions to just start out with an indirect one to soften the blow. The second type of question you want to ask, I think, one that can really be helpful in you diagnosing like what life has been like for them is, hey, what's something major that has happened in your life that has been instrumental in who you are? Like, what's been a really tough thing that you've experienced? That could be a divorce, it could be a death, it could be something they had medically take place with them. But really, I think everybody loves to tell stories about the challenges they've had. That might also open up what could be a sensitive issue with them, but at least you'll know, like, hey, maybe don't get into that right now, but come back to that later. But you know that they've got some history with things. But those big questions are helpful because then you can just do a follow-up question and say, hey, how did you get through that? What are some of the ways that you were able to get through the pain and the hardship and whatever it was that you were facing? And in doing so, what you're going to hear from them is more than likely they're going to either mention their faith or they're not. They're going to mention their family or their friends or how their support system is created, which are all these things that are going to give you indications of their coping mechanisms and how they approach life and how they approach problems. After that, I think a really important question to ask with students, and you can phrase this however you want, but a way that I would typically phrase this is, hey, what does following Jesus look like to you? Like when you think about the Christian life and this life of faith, whether they have it or not, let them expound on that. And what they're going to do is they're going to reveal to you maybe some misperceptions about what it means to follow Jesus in that, especially if they're not. Could also be some things that they're hung up on. But you can talk through, like, what does it look like for you as far as devotionally? Do you ever read your Bible? Do you ever pray? When you pray, what does it sound like? You can talk through a bunch of those things, but what does following Jesus look like for you? And then the last question that I'll just leave you with, because I think this will be an easy one for students. This might even be one that you can set up earlier on in the conversation, is this. If you were going to Google a question about Christianity, what would it be? You know, like, you know, why did God, or how could God have, or whatever question they might have, what that does is it kind of takes them away from feeling like you're asking them specifically this question, but you're just got asking them to pose a question kind of indirectly once again, so that you don't put them in an uncomfortable situation. And then you can sit back and hear, now what are their questions? That will probably reveal to you maybe where they are passionate. It could reveal what they're hung up on about the faith. And either way, it'll give you a good kind of inlet into their soul and where that with Jesus.
And do you have, I love that question. Do you have any advice or just kind of preparing for whatever that big Google question comes at you? How should or should not a coach like handle that? Do they feel the pressure to, well, let me be Google for you, or do they just take it in? And
yeah, I think it's a good question. I think it's really important. And I bet student pastors will share the same sentiment, which is, hey, when you're in those conversations, don't feel like you need to know anything for that matter. You can simply be a good ear, and then you have follow-up conversations, you can build on those. But in terms of an introductory conversation, I don't even think you'd need to speak to that, unless that student's saying, which they probably won't, how would you answer that? More than likely, if they had that question, they'd come to you directly. But this will just buy you some time. It'll build that trust and give you an opportunity down the road for that student to approach you with those questions that really matter to them.
Man, Dustin, thanks so much for sharing that with us. And coaches, I just hope that you're just soaking this in, because getting a spiritual pulse with our students is probably one of the most important things we do. And I've just been sitting over here taking down notes, and I just want to just recap for you the four things that Dustin said real quick. Make sure in these conversations with students, let's listen more than we talk. Let's start questions with the phrase, tell me about your faith, tell me about your hobbies, tell me about your family. The question, what does it look like to follow Jesus to you? And then the last question, I just think it's so cool. Never heard it before. If you were to Google a question about faith, what would it be? And when you ask these questions, just sit back and listen. So important. Thanks for those, Dustin. If you could just say, maybe give the coaches one takeaway after listening to this episode, Dustin, what would it be?
As you start looking around at your students and you start to identify there's some of those that you know you don't have a good pulse on. There's some that you've been around for years in some cases, and those conversations have really gradually come to surface. But as you identify the students that are unknown to you, their spiritual walk has been hidden from you for some reason, this would be my challenge for you as we get ready for the summer season, that you put a short list of students together, whether that's 1, 2, 3, and you would just begin praying right now for those doors to open. You all know this, like when it comes to their willingness, it really has to come from them. You can't force that conversation. They have to be willing to reveal it. And so I just ask that you'd pray that God would open that opportunity for you. And then you just sit back and wait for that to come and take it when it's there.
It's awesome. Dustin, thanks so much for sitting down with us today. That's super helpful. And coaches, just don't forget, every Sunday we're dropping a new episode. And next week, episode 3.
We have John Hill III, our student pastor from the Chandler campus.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk with him about students and sexual temptation.
Yee.
Lucky him.
Yes. He totally drew the short straw on that one, man.
Yeah, that's unfair, but we'll have a good time anyway.
Hey, coaches, thanks for your time. Don't forget, don't neglect your personal growth as a coach. We just want you to know, when the coach gets better, the whole student ministry gets better. Have a great week.